You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, what's up? Sedano, LZ, and Cap. LZ out today. Cap hanging out with me. And yes, Cap, I did want to go to space camp. I wanted
you
to be an astronaut.
You did want to, or you did go to?
No, I wanted to. I did not go because, of course, I wouldn't go. I grew up with Latino parents. Laura can understand this. My Latino parents, I came to them with a pamphlet. My teacher was like, look, you can do this. You've, you know, it's something. I know you want to be an astronaut, right? I was a little kid. I must have been like in fourth or fifth grade, something like that. Sixth grade, maybe tops. And my teacher set me up with the pamphlet, all this stuff. Like, I was in, I was ready, I just needed the money, and obviously there's room and board and all this stuff. And my parents are like, ¿qué? What? We got to spend money to send you to Cape Canaveral? Up there, 4 hours away? And you're going to be gone for weeks? No. You're going to hang out with abuela, tía, and los primos, and you're going to like it.
Yep.
And that was it. That was the end of the discussion. That's just basically how it went.
You know, it's funny you say that, though, because you say you preface it all with I grew up with, you know, in a Cuban home. And that's the way it was. Dude, I grew up in a Jewish house. It was the exact same way. In fact, you know, it wasn't really, I mean, like my parents.
But wait a second. And I'm not trying to stereotype here. All my friends who were Jewish went to some sort of summer camp.
Yeah, not me. Not me. You know what my summer camp was?
What?
My summer camp was working. My summer camp was
at the gas station?
At the gas station. Earlier when I was younger, when my grandfather was an electrician, I mean, there was no summer break. It was you work. That's it. You work.
Okay. See, I know I'm not crazy. Bergman, did you go to summer camp?
Yeah, I grew up in a Jewish household. I definitely went to summer camp, and
there
I still go there now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish, man. Believe me. I wish I would have gone to summer camp. You know, it looked fun. All my friends went to summer camp. It looked like a blast. You know,
see, it's different, though. They sent me away for a month. I was actually at sleepaway camp.
Yeah, because that's the thing. That's right. The cultural part of it that was shocking to me is that all my Jewish friends when I was growing up, and, you know, Cap, you and I grew up in South Florida, huge Jewish population, much like here in Southern California. So it was like all my Jewish friends always went away in the summertime.
Yeah,
and no, I was like, oh, I guess I'll see them in a few months. You know what I mean?
So they're like, where are you going for the summer? And I was like, I'm going to the Catskill Mountains. And they'd say, the Catskills, ooh, you're going to camp. Which camp are you going to?
Right.
And I was going to Camp Grandpa, the electrician, who would wake me up at 6 o'clock in the morning by tickling my feet and say, let's go. We're going to work. And then we'd work all day like a beast.
Yeah. But our thing, the Hispanic parent thing was more along the lines of they ain't just letting you get out of the house and sleep in just anywhere. Like that, right, Laura? That's the deal.
Yeah, 100%. My mom, when I would ask her to sleep over a friend, she's like, ¿dónde? ¿Qué? ¿Con quién? I don't know them. Hell no.
Yeah, so right. That was it. No doubt. Let me tell you something. Do you want to count on, I could count on less on one hand, okay? Because it was less than that. How many times I slept over someone's house as a kid in a Latino household. Mm-hmm. And the two of them that I vividly remember were because a family member died.
I was going to say that. It was
That's
a family
it.
Member. Or you're a guy, too. So that the well, fact that you were, they were that strict because you're a
right.
guy. But I'm a girl, so that doesn't happen.
I'm talking about when I was a little kid. Like, you know, under like 10, 11, whatever, 9, 7, something like that. Like, those are the two I remember vividly because they were like, tenemos que ir a un velorio and tú te quedas en casa, whatever, you know, and so-and-so's
house. So wait a second. So let me get this straight. You're telling me that Hispanic people, be it Mexican or Cuban, don't want their kids sleeping outside.
Or Panamanian,
of their home.
Honduran, Guatemalan,
they don't want
Colombian, Venezuelan,
out.
You name it. Yeah.
They don't want their kids sleeping out. Is that right?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you see, me.
Never.
We're like, who? Yeah, go ahead. Bye. See ya. Just kind of turn on your locations on your phone. Go ahead.
Well, but
go.
That's different. They're now locations on your phone. Like, there was no such thing back then. We didn't even have those brick phones when I was that little, you know?
Oh, dude, believe me.
I'm with Cap.
I do know.
Wait,
I
got
kicked out of the house every weekend.
Yeah, now it's like, dude, take my kids. Some other family, take my children, please.
It wasn't until I was in high school that I was like, you know, that I had my own freedom because I had a car, I could sleep at someone's house or whatever. But prior to that, oh, hell no.
Yeah. See, the thing is, just to go back versus, you know, Latinos versus, you know, my people, the Hebrews. My parents were, they just didn't trust me to do anything.
Right.
So, for example, you know, there was one year where my friend had a free trip. It was, everything was completely free, everything. And my parents were like, no, you can't go. I'm like, but why? Like, it doesn't cost any money. It's free. Everything's free. Nope, not allowed to go. They just had no, like, trust. I'm like, I'm 17. I'm 18. I can go. Nope, can't go. Never was allowed to do anything.
Yeah, Laura, you couldn't even in high school?
In high school, I couldn't even sleep over anyone's house. I would have to be home by a certain time if I would go to someone's house, because it was a no-no for me to do that. So I always wanted to do like a slumber party. You know how you see it in the movies? Mm-hmm. Not happening.
No, yeah. Those things never existed. Only on TV. Yep. Yeah, pretty much.
For Latino,
I don't know how we got started here, but this is pretty fun.
Well, it was the space camp thing.
Yeah. Oh, space camp. That's right. Yeah. And poor George, poor little George.
Yeah.
Didn't get to go to Cape Canaveral.
Yeah.
To work on the space shuttle.
Right.
You know, and let me just say something.
I could have been one of those people sending that lunar thing to Mars this week.
No, better. You should be telling your parents this. You know what? You guys didn't let me go to space camp. I could have worked on the space shuttle back then. I could be Elon Musk today.
Right.
Yeah. I could be Richard Branson today. I could be sending people into outer space today. But instead, you guys made me stay home. I wound up watching University of Miami football practice all summer, and now I'm in sports talk radio.
Yeah, that's it. So you're stuck with me because my parents were too strict. That's the way this works here on the radio. All right.
There you have it.
So, look, Laura says they didn't trust her, right, or whatever. Latino parents have a hard time trusting. Mm-hmm. You, Kaplan, also said your parents didn't trust you.
Well,
now, let
also,
me ask you
my
this.
Parents were ridiculously cheap as well. Just want to put that out there.
And that's fair. That's fair, too.
Just want to put that out there, George. Do you want me to just give you an example, though, just so I can
qualify this
feel content?
Because okay? I've got a segue going here, but okay. Go ahead.
My father, and he hates when I tell this story, but this is the God's honest truth, I swear. My father and I walked into a McDonald's one night, okay? And he said to me, what do you want? And I looked up at the menu, and there were cheeseburgers and hamburgers. Cheeseburgers were 59 cents, hamburgers were 49 cents. I said, I'll have two cheeseburgers, please. My father said, no, you'll get hamburgers, and you'll put cheese on it when you get home.
Yeah, that's
and
pretty
I,
cheap.
And yeah. I couldn't deal with that. I'm like, Dad, it's 59 cents versus 49 cents. Are things that bad? 10 cents? 20 cents total? Come on, really? He wanted
plus
me to
tax.
Go home and put cheese yeah. on the burger.
Yeah.
That's cheap.
Yeah, plus tax. I mean, it mm-hmm. is what it is. So anyway, you said they didn't trust you. Mm-hmm. Laura and I talked about parents not trusting us. Bergman's parents clearly didn't even care. Like, they were just like, yeah, get him out of the house. Right. Yeah.
Not at all. They wanted me out of the house as much as possible. Right. They wanted me playing outside, going to friends' houses. Right. I was
Well, no, going to friends' houses and playing outside was a normal thing. I'm just talking about the actual – once the sun came down, mm-hmm. that was a different story.
No. I could be gone for as long as I never had a curfew. I was allowed to go and do whatever I want, whenever I wanted, as long as I was in bed and woke up there in the morning.
All mm-hmm. right. So let me ask you this, Kaplan. Do you trust what the Lakers are doing right now? Because I don't know if I trust them.
Right. And we're talking about trust. Very good transition, George Sedano. Do I trust them? Listen, I'm feeling like a lot of people who are tuning in this afternoon are going into a Laker kind of panic. Somebody tell me, help me read the room. Am I feeling the energy that Laker fans are starting to get really worried? And it's not just a couple of losses, but it's a loss to New Jersey, or to Brooklyn rather, without KD, no AD, no Schroeder, I got it. But then the way Brooklyn's been looking, the way they beat the Clippers, are Laker fans not just panicking about the Lakers team, but about Brooklyn?
I think both, personally. Like, I think that, first of all, Brooklyn is a real problem. And if you don't think Brooklyn is a real problem, you have not been listening to me for the last several weeks, okay? I know that LZ's big on the Bucks, and Cap, you have been big on a lot of teams in the Eastern Conference. I have been steadfast in telling you that as long as those three guys are healthy, they are going to win the Eastern Conference. And by the way, they just went through the West, a six-game gauntlet, okay, without Kevin Durant for most of those games. If I recall now, I'm thinking he may not have played in any of those games. So this is a real problem. And then conversely, I do think the Lakers have some problems, because everyone's been sitting here talking about, oh, the Lakers will be fine once AD comes back. And sure, That helps a lot. It is by far the biggest piece of the puzzle. There is no denying that. However, okay, the Lakers' three-point shooting is poo-poo, okay?
Yeah, it's abysmal.
It is doo-doo, okay? They haven't broken 30% in six of their last seven games. Forget like 35, 40%, which is they were shooting ridiculously to start the season. They can't, they're like 26, 27, 28. That is awful. By far would be the worst stretch of anyone in the league right now. That is a big problem. So as much as they need a big man to kind of help them out, they need real guys that can shoot and play some defense too, because we're getting to this stage where if AD doesn't come back, it means LeBron's going to have to carry an even larger burden.
I have no problem with that. I just want to say that. I got no problem with LeBron having to cover, or having to carry the larger burden. Let me tell you something. Maybe it's just me and my perception that LeBron is superhuman. I get it. He's been hurt. He's missed time. Not this year, but I'm saying in the past. But I got to tell you, for all the non-stop talk about LeBron and the MVP, LeBron's been robbed. LeBron should have four, five, whatever. All this campaigning that goes on for the MVP, in my opinion, this is where LeBron gets to shine.
Hey. I want my damn respect, too.
That's right. I want my damn respect. Hey, everybody. You know, I didn't have AD. I put this team on my shoulders. I got us to where we are. I positioned us for when he got back. That's why I'm the MVP. Even if we don't even have the number one seed, I'm still the MVP. So look, for all this campaigning, George Sedano, I say, hey, LeBron, this is your team. This is your time. You got to carry everybody? Then that's what you got to do, because you're LeBron freaking James.
Right, but you also need LeBron freaking James to have some semblance of help. And when you're only shooting 28% against the Miami Heat or whatever it was from three, then that's a big problem. Now, look, I'm not saying that some of these teams that they've played aren't good defensively. Particularly Miami is a good defensive team, right? But they can't. They've missed some open looks in these games. And that's the type of stuff that if I'm another team and I'm watching and we're in the thick of this, like, tough portion of the schedule that you and I and LZ talked about a while ago, like, I think that we're hitting a stretch now where those things are going to be illuminated even further. Now, let me ask this. Laura, where are you on the panic meter? If I told you what you know what? Actually, Cap, if I gave you a 1 to 10 spectrum,
yep.
10 being unbelievably panicked, sound the alarms, I'm running around like a maniac in the room telling everybody to get out of the room, right? Or 1, put my feet up, and I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Like, this is fine. I'm going to go, can you order a pizza? Can I get a cigarette? Maybe some, can I get me some of the dispensary? Sure. Like, if that's a 1, where are you?
All right, this is a great question. Here goes. On a scale of 1 to 10 on the Laker panic meter, I'm right now at a 5.
Okay, well, five. That's some semblance of panic.
Here's my 5. You ready? My 5 goes like this. I'm very concerned about Anthony Davis's health going forward.
Okay, fair.
I'm concerned that if LeBron keeps playing the way he is and has to put everybody on his back, at some point his back is going to get sore. So I think that's something to consider, although, again, I think he's superhuman, and I think he's going to have to carry everybody. So there's those two things that I got to think about. And then, yeah, there's Brooklyn out there and how they've been playing without KD. But I also want to just say this. This regular season doesn't mean anything. It doesn't matter. It's all about getting to the postseason. And so for me, I'm right there at a 5, George.
Okay, fine. Laura, where are you?
Okay, so today I am like a 7.5.
Uh-oh.
Right.
But I was like at a 4.75. Mm-hmm. And after the last few games, it went up. So yeah, I'm panicking.
Okay, 7.5 now.
7.5 is panic, is a healthy panic.
Yep. Healthy, and of course, I like that, healthy.
And of course, I have a feeling we're going to go way on the other side of the spectrum here. Gregory Bergman, wait, breathing that heavy already.
What are you breathing like
breathing
that?
Breathing heavy.
It's Darth Vader
I'm
over
breathing
there.
Breathing heavy.
Yeah, you did. We immediately heard you go like this.
Darth Vader
before
status.
Before you even came on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, that's we heard, right, like, right. It was
that's
like Darth Vader.
Already.
Yeah. I'm not
let
even
me,
joking.
Let me answer the question.
The three of us heard it.
No, I know. Greg, I believe you. No, I believe you. No, I don't know what you want me to do. Just, I breathe.
It's no big deal. It's just that, like, sometimes, you know, like, you're talking to somebody on the phone and you can hear them breathing and you're like, what are you on, a Peloton? Or are you getting
right
down and dirty right now?
We
just
asked
one of those moments. That's all. It's cool.
Are you dancing? Like, what is going on there? Yeah.
No, I'm sitting in my chair waiting for you, ready to go.
Go ahead.
So go ahead. What's your panic situation? Where are you?
I'm at a four. I mean, there is some
four.
Panic there.
Whoa. Because, four. That is actually impressive for you, I feel like.
Right? Well, because, like, think about it. Even when AD and Schroeder were playing, they were still playing pretty poorly. And they were going late into games, double overtime, triple overtime, whatever it happened to be. There were some issues there, even when they're playing. And now AD's not coming back till possibly a week or two before the postseason. Yeah, I'm a little worried. But once he's back, I feel like they're going to slide right through.
All right, 877-710.
Slide right through.
All right, hold that thought, dude. We got a break. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776. We got a clock around here, Kaplan.
We do?
I don't know if you know that.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, we got a clock. We got, PPM. We got people with meters who need to hear them in certain quarter hours and all that crap. All right, we got to do this thing. All right, 877-710-ESPN. Where are you on the panic meter? Kaplan's at a 5. Oh, I haven't even mentioned what I'm at. I am at a 6, a solid 6, okay? That is above average, above Kaplan, below Laura, and certainly above Greg, who's at a 4. 877-710-ESPN. What are you most worried about? The AD situation? Are you worried about the Nets? Are you worried? I mean, I don't think anyone's worried about the West, to be honest with you.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I think it's got to be either AD or the Nets. Which one worries you more? Plus, we got a poll up right now. You can vote. Who went to summer camp as a kid? Did you go? If you did not, why wouldn't you go? Were your parents not letting you go? Give us all that stuff, too. And last thing.
Wait.
We got one more thing. Dude, we got to tease the contest.
Things.
We're going to give away cash. How much cash are we giving away today, Greg Bergman?
$180.
Bucks? There you go.
$180.
And that's happening at 4:30. You still have, 17 minutes left to register. So you can register by texting the word MISSION to 40705. All that on the other side. Sedano, LZ, and Cap with you here on 710 ESPN. No LZ today. We're taking you up till 5:30. Lakers tonight against the Wizards. And then, of course, we are giving away cash. Cold, hard cash. En efectivo at 4:30. If you want to register to win $180, do it right now. Text the word MISSION to 40705. So, Kaplan, I know you had something to say before you asked Greg. But before we do that, Adam Bronstein, who we're very excited to have back in studio, who got through a battle with COVID. And thank you, Adam. We're, as I told you the other day when we spoke, we're very excited that you're back and healthy and good and everyone is okay in the family. But as happy as we are about that, I am super jealous because you just told me you did indeed go to space camp when I wanted to go. And my Latino parents, who were too much of a pain in the ass, who wouldn't send me because they're cheap and, of course, a pain in the ass, didn't allow me to go. So tell me what you did.
That's no, basically. Pretty much I flew out to Florida with an elementary school buddy back
God,
in the day. It was like mid-90s, I'd say.
I couldn't even, they wouldn't and, even drive me for it.
No, we stayed there for like a week and a half, and we did the whole kind of the shuttle missions, kind of like they put us with a group of like 5 or 6 kids, and we just kind of went through training missions and did a bunch of science experiments. It was fun.
Look at that, Kaplan. He did science experiments, flew across the country to do this. You were at a gas station, and I was hanging out with Abuela.
I know. I tried to explain to you, man. I mean, you said that all your Jewish pals went to summer camp.
You're the only one.
Well, right. Well, there's Bronstein right there. They'll fly him across country, get rid of this kid, get him out of our face for a couple of weeks. Right? And my father was like, you get your ass to work. That's what you're going to do. You're going to pump gas, pal.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
All right, so what did you have for Bergman before we went to break? Because we got a full board of calls here, too.
All right, so let's get to the calls, but let me say this.
No, go. Talk to Bergman. What, here you we had go. Something to say to him.
Okay, here's the thing. for everybody that's just getting with us right now, we were all having a conversation about where are you on a Laker panic meter. Yeah. George, you said healthy six, correct?
Yes, healthy six, yes.
I told you middle of the road five.
Mm-hmm.
Bergman tells you four. And Lauda, she's already losing her mind at 7.5. So there's your scoreboard, okay? So Bergman says that when AD comes back, they're going to skate through.
Yeah.
And I want to just say one thing right now. Let's all pump the brakes for just 1 second, okay? Winning another title is not, it's just not something we're guaranteed.
Correct.
It is something that is going to be ridiculously, incredibly difficult to do. Whether it's because you look at Brooklyn and the way they're playing, or maybe it's because you look at Utah or the Clippers or anybody else, it is not an automatic that
Correct.
Anthony Davis comes back and they automatically just go win the championship. And when he said they just skate through, I was like, what?
Yeah, no, skate is no. I do think they are the favorite to win the championship. I think that I would say if Anthony Davis is back and healthy, right? But skate, I felt like, is a bit aggressive. I'm with you. Bergman? Right,
yeah, I mean, I said slide, but it's basically
slide.
The exact same
slide
thing.
Slide was sliding, let me tell you something. Sliding is easier than skating.
Correct.
So, you see what I'm saying,
George? Agreed. Well, right? Because I mean, think about it. This and George just said it. This team is still favored to win the championship. If AD is back and healthy, they are favored to win.
Favored is not sliding through, though. You made it seem like they were literally going through, like you know, the Washington Generals or something. Like they're the hardest
Globetrotters. Well, it's going to be difficult, but I just feel like this team and how they are, and this is one of the better teams that we've seen the Lakers in a long time when they're full and healthy. Mm-hmm. And so going into the playoffs, I don't think it's going to be much different than what we saw last year.
They'll yeah, I think Lakers that is your that is a bad assumption because I think that. This is a weird season, dude, and so many things can happen. Just because AD comes back, what if they're missing other guys? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if Schroeder, for some reason, is out?
If we're going to go with what ifs, then everything always
changes. No, but what I'm saying is you said if they just get AD back, they'll slide through. I think that in a world that we live in now, in this weird-ass season that we're dealing with, I don't think you can just say that automatically about
no
anyone.
Slide. There's no sliding. It will not be that lubricated. It will not be slidden.
Look, it's always
going to
be tough.
Way.
They're in the West. It's
no
slide. It's going to be tough.
Right. No slide.
Okay,
of any
there
kind.
You go. That's all we wanted you to say.
No
it'll
slide.
Be tough because it's the West.
No slide.
If healthy, they will. They should get through the West.
Okay.
If healthy.
Fair?
If
healthy.
If healthy. That's better. That's better.
All right, George, all right, let's see what everybody thinks. I'm curious to hear what people think. Go
let's
ahead.
Go to Simon in Brentwood. Simon, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I wanted to say that. I am more concerned than, I guess, all of you. I'm a Lakers fan since the 80s, and I think our inability to put the ball in the basket is scarier than our defense. And, you know, you have these big guys and people that draw in the defense, like Shaq and AD. Sorry, like LeBron and AD. I mean, Shaq had Dennis Scott and Nick Anderson, and we have Kyle Korver, and Brooklyn just killed us with that guy who just kept shooting from the outside. I forget his name. I don't know why we don't have, like, a specialist sharpshooter that when Bron draws these people in, AD draws these people in. I love KCP. He has such a pretty stroke. I don't know why it doesn't go in more often, but he's streaky. And I feel like we just need someone who can be reliable.
Well,
that would make a big difference.
To your point, Adam, sorry, Simon, and thank you for the call. They don't have that. And I talked about this last season, Cap, where they don't have a guy, like he mentioned, a Joe Harris, right? Who, like, you look at him, Duncan Robinson, right? Like the guy who they just played on Sunday. Tyler Hero. Those guys, you look at them, I know Tyler Hero's struggling this year, but generally you look at them and you say, those guys are going to be like high 30s, almost 40% from three. The Lakers don't have that guy. Like, they don't have that guy that you say, that guy is a knockdown shooter. They are streaky. Last year, they were ranked 23rd in the NBA in three-point shooting. The difference was AD and LeBron were so overwhelming compared to the competition that it allowed for those guys to hit open jumpers, and teams dared them to hit them, and they did.
Yeah, you know, this is for me, and by the way, when you get on the line, for all the callers, when you get on the line, start us off with where are you on the panic meter? Are you at a 1? Are you at a 10? This gentleman, Simon, sounded like he was at an 11.
8.5, you said.
8.5. I did not hear that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So look, remember how everybody before the season was talking about how much better the Lakers are with the additions that they've made?
Yeah.
And right now you're looking at the additions and going, hello, like, is anybody here going to help? And Schroeder was out, obviously. And Matthews, you talk about streaky, has been that. And Gasol has been sometimes okay and sometimes not so good. So you know, it's just interesting how we live this emotional roller coaster of, oh my God, look how much better they are, and they're easily going to repeat, to now it's like, where are you on the panic meter? Let's find out.
Let's find out from Devin in L.A. Devin, where are you?
Hey, what's going on, boys? On a scale of 1 to 10, I am at an 11, man.
What?
I'm telling you, brothers, I am at an 11. Couple of things. I'm a diehard Laker fan. They just signed Anthony Davis to a max contract. Why on earth they would risk bringing him back this season? I have no idea what the type of injury that he has. It's not even worth shutting down for the year. They just signed him to a max deal. Nextly, what I ask you guys, what is the Los Angeles Lakers' identity this year as a team? Because
defense.
I'm still trying to
figure out. They're a good defensive team. They are They're the number one defense. So they're at least that still.
Oh, I have a different identity for the team. The identity for the team is LeBron and everybody else that he's carrying. How about that?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, what you're seeing right now, the Lakers and that short rest that they got and the lack of a preseason and a training camp with these new additions, bro, it's going to be worse by the time we make it to the finals to try to play Brooklyn, because we're not going to have the legs, man. And really quick, the Lakers schedule in the beginning, they played the Mavs. We played the Spurs twice, the Grizzlies twice, the Bulls twice. We played the Rockets twice, OKC, the Pelicans. Milwaukee is not what they were last year or have been. And we've played the Warriors. We've had a very easy beginning of the schedule.
Yeah.
And it's going to get tough moving forward.
Yeah, and they're in the midst of it, Devin.
That's
and thank you
call.
For the call. Stay healthy, stay safe. They're in the midst of the tough part of it right now. So, All right, coming up next, we're going to announce a name. If you haven't registered yet to win $180, text the word MISSION, MISSION, to 40705. We'll have that for you coming up next. We'll take some more calls throughout the show. Obviously, we're only on till 5:30. And we got to get into this Cam Newton situation with this young kid over the weekend. Every parent listening right now must be like, what? We'll get into all that coming up in 4 minutes. Yes, sir, Chris. Thank you. The name today is Steven Garcia from Downey. That's Steven Garcia from Downey. Steven Garcia from Downey, your mission is to call us back within 20 minutes. At 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776, and you will win $180 if you do and qualify to win $1,800 as a grand prize in March.
Very good.
You've got till, I'm going to give you till 4:52, Steven Garcia, to call in. Steven Garcia from Downey. If you know Steven Garcia from Downey, tell him to call him. To call us, excuse me, at 877-710-ESPN, because everyone else is rooting against him, because if he doesn't call in within the 20 minutes, that means it rolls over to 360 tomorrow. All right.
There you go.
So, Cap, as we wait for Steven Garcia, I saw something pop up on my Twitter. Now, Greg Bergman alerted me to this, and it was a tweet from Steve Mason, our friend from Mason in Ireland, the most important person, I believe, at the station, Steve Mason.
I have nominated him.
There he is right there.
Yes.
And you tweeted this, Mace. It says, I want to do another round of podcasts. I love helping other people with their podcasts. If you have a show where you'd like me as a guest, DM me.
Yes.
And what I say to you, sir, is you are a solicitor. You are knocking at the door when I got the sign that says do not solicit. You are a person of the night, just strolling the streets of L.A. You are out on Olympic Boulevard strolling.
Unbelievable. Here
soliciting.
I am. A lot of people are starting up podcasts that listen to the show. Everybody says, hey, how do you get into the business? I say, start a podcast.
Yeah.
And there are people, I did a round of podcasts about 6 months ago, and I probably did 20 shows with people. And help them with their shows, because I then retweet it and I've got a number of followers and it helps them and it tends to be a really good guest for them. So I don't think it's soliciting. I'm just offering to help.
But you're right. Also then asking them in return to listen to your Culture Pop podcast, are you not?
I mean, they'll ask me about it probably because they know it's important.
So it is some semblance of solicitation.
Well, I'm also advertising the show.
Mason,
right.
let me take your side here, Steve Mason.
Yes.
George Sedano is looking at this way wrong.
Yes.
Way wrong. He's calling you a hooker is number one.
Basically,
okay?
Yes. You are a hooker, Mason.
Okay. And you're not a hooker, okay? You are a guy who I think is actually super smart when it comes to promoting what you do. So the thing is this, is that Like, I was a guest, just so you know, George, I was a guest on Mason's podcast this past weekend.
Yes.
And it's a Saturday at 11 o'clock in the morning.
George has been a guest.
I have. I have. We went deep, Mason and I,
And we did this past weekend as well. And so for Steve, I provided some content or an interesting conversation. For me, he gave me a chance to get deeper into a relationship with the 710 listeners, but also gave me a chance to promote my other business. And so for me, I'm always looking for any podcast that I can be on. They could have 100 downloads, 1 million downloads. If I can talk to people about my business and I can bring people to my business because I guessed it on somebody's podcast, I'm all for it. And Mason, let me tell you something. I feel like a jerk for not ever thinking to tweet people. Like, hey, if you want me and you want to talk to me, all I want to do is promote what I do and let's have a conversation.
Right,
I'll be happy to be on your
podcast.
Wait
a second. Mace, you said you are helping them with their shows. How
are you helping them? Sebastian Atashi.
Yeah.
I'm currently a senior at UC Santa Barbara, getting ready to graduate in June, and I started a sports betting website company that focuses on free bets and picks. We do 2 times a week on Zoom, myself and 2 other seniors that attend USC. Now, they're an up-and-coming podcast, right? They're getting started. They're college kids, and they're starting to break into broadcasting, and they're starting with podcast. If I can help bring attention to their podcast, great. If I can talk about my podcast and my radio show, I'll do it.
You're also bad at betting, though.
I am bad at betting. I'm not sure why they want me on the betting part of it.
Because, look, a lot, I try to do – I get kids who will message me on Twitter or Instagram, and I will generally try to do their podcast. But I feel like the solicitation part of this, like I feel like you are being a little bit of a hooker here. Because now are you giving them tips on how to actually be a broadcaster?
A little bit of a hooker. Just a little bit of a hooker.
Yeah,
not a full-blown hooker.
No. Yeah, just on the weekends, clearly.
Yeah, not really a hooker. I think that's really strong. I am – am I promotional in this? Sure, I am. I'm reaching out to people. But I also, you know, I've done podcasts where I think they're literally, I'm their first podcast or I'm their fifth podcast.
Right.
And
they're
really just getting started. And if I can retweet that stuff, I'll do it for them to help them get started.
Well, throw out another part of it.
How many have you retweeted?
Every single one.
Well, wait, but throw out another part of it.
Oh, I've probably done 20.
Yeah, listen.
Where I've retweeted it.
A lot of people... Who listen, everybody wants to be, or everybody can be, in the media game now, okay? When Trevor Bauer signed with the Dodgers, he didn't have a press conference. He produced his own video and put it on YouTube,
right?
Which is very much a social media platform. People think of it as just being video content. It's social media as well. And so everybody wants to or has the ability to create their own content. And I know, you know how many kids I know that all of a sudden were like, you know what, maybe I should just play my video games on Twitch. And then the next thing you know, they got a ton of followers. Or even my daughters do these dances on TikTok, and the next thing you know, they got 1 million people that have seen their dances. And so, listen.
We have a journalist on this show now, and it's not LZ, because he's out today.
Who's the journalist?
His name is Gregory Bergman.
Gregory
Bergman is a journalist.
I've read his stuff.
And he's done some investigating here.
Yes.
Investigating. What have you investigated, Gregory Bergman? He says, he can't talk because he had
Twitter.
To give you the Comrex. Is he there?
Okay. No, I'm here.
Oh, he's there. Talking. Go ahead, Gregory.
Right. So I've gone to Steve Mason's Twitter page, and it's, you know, at Venice Mace. And I don't see any podcasts from anybody.
Because I just started. I just made the offer.
But you said earlier that you were retweeting people already.
For about 6 months, 6 months ago, I went through about 3 weeks where I did nothing but podcasts for people. Every afternoon, I would do a podcast. And I'm about to start that again. I'm going to give them 3 weeks. I'm doing one today at 5 o'clock. I'm doing Ed Krasnick Mental Health Comedy Podcast, and I'm doing that at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Awesome.
It's a chance to help them, help Ed, and also promote my stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't see the problem with it.
I have
no one's saying it's a problem. I just am. I'm just curious as to the modus operandi. Right,
Let me tell you something, Steve Mason. I think this is such a brilliant move by you. I think it's a sweetheart move by you. I'll have you know. And I just jumped on top of your tweet and said, guess what? I think this is such a great idea. I'm available too.
There you go.
You two are just two peas in a pod here.
Me,
all of a sudden.
Me and Cap.
The new alliance.
The new alliance, me and Cap, both in. If you have a podcast, we will absolutely do it. Scott, what's your side business, Scott? It's Sided, right?
That's right. It's called Sided. And here's what you should do. Everybody listening right now, since everybody's looking to use podcasts as promotional vehicles, and since Mason has taught us about promotional promiscuity this afternoon, you should all download my app. It's called Sided, and just follow my tweets, and you can see questions that I post. And yeah, you should do that.
Yeah, and there you go. And also, you go to Spotify or iTunes and search Culture Pop, and you will find my podcast. Download it, subscribe. I would appreciate it.
How does this enhance?
You got anything to push out?
How does this enhance the Mason in Ireland product, though?
It's good. It's getting myself out there. What do you mean? I do a podcast. They're mostly talking to me about Mason and Ireland.
Okay.
That's the primary thrust of it. I mean, my podcast isn't my lead thing. It's my side hustle. It's not my business.
Okay. So it's like your Uber.
It's my Uber, yeah. Yeah, it's my Uber. It's my side hustle.
I think it's awesome, dude. I think it's awesome. Keep promoting.
So Cap will do a podcast, any podcast. I'll do any podcast. If you've got a podcast, we'll jump on. Name the day.
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, you've just doubled your guest list. So for everybody that thought, hey, this is kind of cool. I've been listening to Steve Mason on the radio forever. I'm excited to have him on. Yo, now you got two back to back. Sedano unavailable for your podcast.
Sedano will not.
That's
do
not
your
true.
Podcast.
I've Sedano actually
unavailable.
Done. I have
Sedano
actually,
is not
no.
available.
Here's the difference.
Not available
No. Doesn't here's the difference. When they ask me, I just do it. I don't go out there and tweet it out to everybody that
Most people don't think to ask. Most people think, oh no, Steve Mason would never do my podcast. Why would I even try asking? And I'm making myself available.
Here's the difference.
I'll totally do it.
I am happy to do it. I have done it plenty of. Actually, ask all these kids who do Laker podcasts. I've done almost all of them.
I've actually heard you on a couple of those. Yeah,
but I do retweet it when I go on. But I'm not going out there going, hey, what's up? Come at me here on Olympic Boulevard. Open your business.
But wait a second. Hold on. I have a question.
By the way, I work Santa Monica Boulevard. I do not work Olympic Boulevard.
Well, Olympic is where the office is, so that's why I said
All right,
no,
but
that's true. You wouldn't do it at Olympic because you don't want people at the office to notice. Yes.
Correct.
George, would you be more open to blatantly saying I'm available if you had something that you wanted to push?
No, I'm just happy to do it just because I'm willing to do it. Like, that is nothing to do. I don't need to promote anything.
All right. Well,
as
a
matter of fact,
are.
When these kids have me to come on, they usually ask me, what do you want to promote? I'm like, nothing, dude. Let's just talk about what you want to talk about.
Yeah, not me. I actually have something I'd like to promote.
Yeah,
and it's something I would like to talk
about. So you're getting something out of it. That's
right.
The whole point.
Yeah, no, that's
you're not,
that's
you're
the
not,
idea.
You're not this altruistic, you know, person.
You scratch
you're
my
doing
back,
it because you want
yours.
Something.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay, that's fair. But that's all I wanted to hear.
All ships are rising together.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
That's what I wanted to hear. Not that you're doing this out of the kindness of your heart. You're doing it because you want to promote
yourself.
By the
way, I've got like 7 invitations for podcasts right now.
Okay, good. Nice. I hope you get a couple more out of this one.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
By the way, I am very disappointed. What is the name of this Southern California group that didn't give you the Hall of Fame nod?
Southern California Sports Broadcasting Association. And they did not give us Best Sports Talk Show in Los Angeles.
Shame on you.
Somebody else. Yeah,
Shame on the Southern California Hall of Fame of Broadcasting, whatever the hell they're called.
Now,
shame
I will
on
say,
you. Steve
I will
Mason,
say we appreciate,
hold on. Yeah. Listen, I'm actually doing something good for you here. Steve Mason, is the most important person in sports radio in Southern California going for 20-plus years, Mason in Ireland is the staple of sports radio in this town. How dare you overlook them?
Yeah.
You know what? We are banning the Southern California Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Before you do that, we did get inducted into the Southern California Sports Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
No banning then from George. No banning.
No banning. We're in the Hall of Fame. We didn't win this year, but we're in the Hall of Fame. So
I was ready to go full Monty here for you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, stick with the National Radio Hall of Fame. That's the one I'd like to get into.
Okay.
And by the way, I'll do a podcast for him.
You should ask them if they want you to be a guest on their podcast.
On
you could really help
one.
Them.
Who beat you, Mason? Who do I need to fight out there?
He's a completely deserved recipient. It is David Vesse, who does the Dodgers talk. He does a good job.
Oh, well, yeah, he's actually very good. Yeah,
he's very good, yeah.
All right, so he just deserved to win. Sorry, Mace, you didn't deserve to win.
Not being banned.
Not this year.
Not being banned.
Let's get Sliwa to win next year. Let's do that.
Oh, that would be great. Campaign for playoff Sliwa?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I got to go because, you know, Gregory Bergman wants us to break, you know.
Well, I got to go, too, because I've got a podcast.
Oh, yeah, go.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Go have fun doing podcasts
right,
for your own
benefit. Hey, by the way,
benefit.
Steve yes. Mason stopping by this afternoon. I'm sneaking this right in. Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. Visit SweetJames.com. What do you think about that?
All right, Mace. We
Excellent.
Love you, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys.
See ya. All right, we got a break. Yeah. We never got to Cam Newton. We're still waiting from Steven Garcia from Downey. You've got 8 minutes, bro, to call 877-710-ESPN if you want to win $180. Steven Garcia from Downey, 8 minutes. Call 877-710-ESPN for $180. If he doesn't call in 8 minutes, it rolls over to 360 tomorrow. All right. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, I love this song. Do you know who this is, Kaplan?
I'm trying to think of who it is, but I'm just about sure I heard it this morning in one of my Peloton classes. By the way, everybody who's asking me on Twitter to start an ESPN 710 Peloton hashtag,
yeah.
As soon as I get that deep into my bike, I've only had it for about a month and I've not really worked that hard on figuring out how to start a hashtag, I will start an ESPN 710 Peloton hashtag so we can all work out together. That I will start. So the answer is no.
Okay.
Give me a hint. Come on, give me a hint.
Rihanna.
Oh. Okay, give me another hint.
No, it's Rihanna. I just told you who
okay,
it was.
My bad. Yeah,
there's
bad.
No reason. Right, we gotta go here. You know what I mean? Like, we don't got a lot of time for you to be like, you know, guessing forever, you know? It's Rihanna. The Riri Navy is gonna be very upset at you though for not knowing. It ain't Calvin Harris. Calvin Harris is featured on the track as well. But the Riri Navy is a real thing. Quick story before we get into the Cam Newton situation. So one morning I was when I lived in Connecticut, when I first got hired at the company, I used to be the main fill-in for Mike Greenberg on Mike and Mike with Chris Carter at the time. Mm-hmm. And Chris and I would fill in for Greeny and Golic. And one morning we had Big Baby Glenn Davis on, okay, towards the end of the show. It's like 9:30 Eastern or whatever. And he comes in studio, and we were talking to him, and he had gotten into something about with Rihanna, right? Because I guess she was allegedly dating our pal Matt Barnes at the time or something like that. And, you know, she denied something or about dating him or whatever. And we asked Glenn, we're like, yo, what's the deal with your boy, Matt Barnes, your teammates, you know? And he's like, oh, man, of course she knows. She's just being whack or whatever. Yo, all I did was ask the question, okay? Now, it's on national television, so I guess there was a lot of people that found the clip or whatever. My mentions on Twitter were flooded for 24 straight hours of, she said she don't know him. Why are you arguing? Why do you need to even bring it up? I was like, yo, my bad.
Oh,
I'm
dude.
So sorry.
Dude, like, you're lucky that's all they wanted. You're lucky they didn't want you fired. I mean, my goodness, the cancel culture world that we're living in right now, you're lucky they weren't calling ESPN saying, this guy, Sedano, brought up Barnes and Rihanna, and he should be fired for that nonsense. Because, dude, I'm honestly contemplating a week off of Twitter and see how different my life is.
Oh, I agree. So it's funny you mentioned that, because I want to get into this Cam Newton story because it leads perfectly into that. So Cam Newton was sponsoring some 7-on-7 teams, right, in this tournament. And in one of the groups he sponsors several teams, there's this kid who sees Cam and he starts like mouthing off at him, okay? So, Laura, play the sound real quick for, I'm sure people have seen it, but if you haven't heard it, we'll let you listen. It's pretty decent audio. Go ahead.
You ass. You're a free agent. You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
He's still a free agent.
Where your daddy is? Let me talk to your dad. Let me talk to your dad.
Where's your dad?
You're a free agent.
Where's your dad?
You're
a free agent.
Talk to your dad. I'm not talking to the boy.
You're a free agent. You ass.
Talk to, let me, where's your dad? Where's your pop?
You ass.
So the kid is filming all of this, or his friends are filming it for him or whatever. Now, the kid has since apologized. Now, let me just tell you my quick position on this, okay? Number one, I want to start with the kid, and I'll work my way backwards to Cam. Number one, Clearly what he did was disrespectful. I don't think anyone would argue otherwise, okay? What I would say, though, is this. I hate Kaplan judging anyone, okay, including adults, by their worst moment, okay? If you are a repeated offender at something, that's a different story. But I hate judging people by their worst moment, especially some 13 or 14-year-old kid or whatever he is, okay? But I'll say this. This could have been way worse, and I'm glad Cam Newton kind of caught himself because that could have been – it would have been way worse for him. Because everyone knows who he is, okay? And when he started, clearly he got defensive, as anyone would in that scenario, okay? He's like, yo, what do you mean I'm poor? I'm rich. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I've made millions of dollars. I've been an MVP in this league. He didn't say that, but that's clearly what he's thinking. But then he caught himself, and he's like, wait a second. Where's your dad? Like, where are your parents? You know what I mean? Like, who are you? You're a child. Like, have some respect, you know, for your elders.
Dude.
And that is what you just talked about. It is the social media culture coming to life. Ugh. People not understanding there are repercussions for the way you talk to people.
Well, let's talk about this for a second. So start off with this, okay? Everybody thinks this kid's a little punk, and he obviously is. Okay?
I don't like using that word, but go ahead.
Well,
I'm not going to call him that.
How about disrespectful little jerk? Is that okay?
I'm fine with disrespectful little guy. I mean, jerk. I don't want a name call because that's what he did. And I'm stooping to a child's level.
Well, let me tell you something. The kid comes off as a complete embarrassment. When I say it like that, here's what I'm thinking.
I agree with. Yes.
I'm a parent, right?
Yeah.
I send my kid to a football camp of some kind. Cam Newton is there. He's a star NFL quarterback.
Sponsoring teams, by the way.
I know he had a bad year last year, but wait, my kid who's 16 or 17 is calling him out? Like, I didn't raise you to be like that.
Correct.
And so, first of all, Cam comes over, and his whole thing of, I'm rich. It's like, hey, brother, you're a grown-up. Okay, and you're on an NFL field every weekend, and people are yelling terrible things at you, and you've got to block that out and ignore it. Do you get into it with fans all the time? I mean, for a grown man to let this little kid get into him like that, rather than walking away and like saying, there's a kid over here taunting me. I'm not going to get myself caught up in some social media mess with a bunch of cameras on. But then, I'm rich. We get it. We understand. You've lived a great football life. Okay, we get it. You're rich. Don't get caught up into this little kid. Now asking, where's your dad? Let me tell you what that means. Where's your father? Because if your father's here, I'm going to walk over to your father and I'm going to say, sir, is this your snot-nosed little kid right here who's taunting me? Well, guess what? I don't want to beat him up, but I'd like to beat you up. Now, I don't think that was going to be the case at all.
Okay,
listen to me. I don't mean that like he's physically, but it's like, how could you let your kid behave this way to anybody? Who's an adult, who's giving their time, who's passing on any wisdom, whatever, who's a pro, like, no respect at all.
That we agree, for sure. Let me ask you this, and we can discuss it on the other side, and we can open it up to the phones at 877-710-ESPN, because we don't have a winner. Our pal, let me make sure I get his name, Stephen Garcia and Downey did not call in the allotted time.
Ridiculous.
So, unfortunately, he didn't win, but fortunately for you, $360 tomorrow at 4:30. And if you want to register right now by texting the word MISSION to 40705. That's MISSION to 40705, and you could potentially win $360 tomorrow.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah. And by the way, we have to mention our friend. It's brought to us by who, Cap?
It is brought to us by Sweet James. Did you know this?
I did, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's brought to us by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. Visit sweetjames.com. I'll tell you right now.
All right, so here's what we're going to do, Cap. We're going to take a quick break. I want to open up the phone, see how people – because it sounded like you thought Cam should have just ignored him. See, I think that that's a natural reaction, and he caught himself. I actually feel that is considering any of us could have had just been stunned by it and just had the natural reaction, I actually like the way Cam handled that. But we'll open it up to people at 877-710-ESPN. We'll ask parents how they would have felt if that was their kid. Clearly, I would have been mortified, you as well. But the kid did apologize. And I want to at least acknowledge that.
Well, you know why, though? You know why the kid apologized?
Well, tell me on the other side. We'll get to that, plus what you need to know, and the panic level on the Lakers, 1 to 10, 10 being most panicked, 1 being least panicked. Hit us up. Where are you on the panic meter with the Lakers after a rough weekend? And Brooklyn kicking some ass right now in the NBA. They're looking dangerous. 877-710-ESPN. We're back in 3 minutes. What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe, good times. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. And don't forget, we did not have a winner today in our Mission 18 contest. So that means $360 on the line tomorrow. Text the word MISSION to 40705 to register. Text the word MISSION to 40705 to register to win $360. Cap, what do you got?
All right, so what's today's date? Anybody know what today's date is?
Today is February 22nd.
Okay, February 22nd, 2021.
Correct.
41 years ago on this date, my man, Al Michaels, one of my faves, screamed those famous words, "Do you believe in miracles?" Yes. 41 years ago, the Miracle on Ice. Al does it, it'll give you goosebumps. When I do it, it's not the same, but I'm telling you.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
There you go. 41 years ago. George, I know you were probably a young guy. I was 10 years old at the time. Most people forget that the USA team beat the Soviet Union.
That was not the gold medal game, right?
Not the gold medal game.
That was the semifinal round,
right.
Yes.
That was the game to get to the championship.
Yeah.
I love hearing stories about that night. My friend Jim Lampley, I'm blatantly name dropping, tells the most incredible stories about that night and where he was and how he got there, and you know, a dinner with Jim Craig and Mike Ruzioni, and it's 41 years. It's hard to believe because it was the greatest sports story of the last century.
Yeah, and look, it's certainly the greatest sports story in American history. You know what I mean? Like, it was, as you pointed out, a bunch of kids going up against a bunch of pros, right? Like, it is the perfect Americana type of story, right? Like the little engine that could versus this big bad machine. Yeah, I'm with you. Like, it is an incredible moment. I know, Bergman, you say it's your favorite movie. Is that your favorite sports movie?
It is one of the best sports movies, period. It might be my favorite.
Did you just have a stroke on the air? The sports mirror?
I just stopped. I just, you know, broke up a little bit.
You know, I was just combining two words at once, and you caught me.
It happens all the time. Look, it happens to me.
What are you breaking my freaking balls for?
I said that to me by myself on Friday. I don't know what the hell I was trying to get out on Friday in one of the breaks, and you know, and I said, did I just have a stroke on the air? What the hell just happened?
All right, so George Sedano, there's my what you need to know. What's your what you need to know? Let me hear what you got.
My what you need to know is real quick. It is Max Homa on the PGA Tour. He won this weekend's event. He is from Santa Clarita, so a Southern California kid, so congratulations to him. I'd love to know, like, some people on the rise, right? Because we know all the athletes that have come out of here, like the super-duper famous ones. I'm not a huge golf guy, so maybe Max Homa is way more famous than I give him credit for. But again, not a golf guy. But I would love to hear, if people want to chime in, to people we should know, right? This is what
it's
you need to know.
Idea.
Hit us up
idea.
With what who we need to know.
Right.
As so far as athletes on the rise, college right. athletes, you know, guys in the pro level in different sports, maybe some obscure sports, etc.
Well, here's the thing. If you're a kid, or a kid that you played high school ball with is a kid that's on the rise, right? So let's say you played high school baseball with a guy, or maybe you played high school volleyball with a young lady. Maybe you played high school football with some dude. If you've got a name and you say, hey, you got to keep an eye on these guys because they're going to eventually be superstars, you should give us their names, and we'll start a database of kids that are all from LA, Orange County, Southern California, and we'll keep an eye on these kids.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I think our marketing group can do that, right? Like, they can kind of update people, and it'd be like a cool theme, I think, that we can do, just kind of like local kids done good, right? Like something like that. You
and
know?
By the way, we should just keep coming up with great ideas, because these are great ideas, and then everybody else should do the things that we say.
Yeah, exactly. So we the theme can be who you need to know, some local Southern California athletes on the rise. There you go. Boom. I just did it for you, Tommy. There you go. Make sure we get that package together. Let's do it. All right. That's what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. All right. Let's get to the phones. We got people who want to chime in on the Lakers, right? We were talking about whether they should be panicked. So, Kaplan, just to reassess where we're at,
right.
You are at a what? 1-10 on the Lakers right now after this weekend?
Here's how the scoreboard goes, as I recall. I'm at a 5. I think Anthony Davis's injury is something you've got to be concerned about. And realistically, he might not even play this year. I mean, I know no one wants to hear it, but I'm just going to say it. So I'm at a 5.
It's not out of the realm of possibility. I'm with you on that.
I'm at a 5. Am I concerned about LeBron's minutes? No, because I think two things. One, he's superhuman and can handle it. And two, he's always campaigning about wanting his damn respect. I want my damn respect. I want my MVP. That's mine. And
I want my damn respect, too.
That's what I'm talking about. And so for me, you know, this is his chance. Prove to everybody that you're carrying this team on your back. But I'm just telling you, looking around, what I've seen of Brooklyn the last couple of days, they're much better than I expected that they were going to be because I didn't think they'd be able to get along. And so I'm at a 5. That's where I'm at, George.
All right. You should have listened to me on Brooklyn is all I'm saying. And Bergman, you're at a what?
I'm at a 4.
Okay, you're at a 4. Laura, you're at a?
7.5.
And I'm at a solid 6. I'm kind of in between Cap and Laura. So let's go to the phones. And then people want to weigh in on the Cam situation that we were discussing now. But let's go to Manuel in Gardena. Manuel, ¿cómo estás, amigo?
Bien, mi cubano hermano, the Hebrew Hammer Kaplan. How you doing?
Manuel, and my man.
As far as the Lakers, look, I'm at a 1 as long as they're healthy. So you can add a 0 if we find out that the Achilles goes.
All right.
I'm not going to BS. But come on, man. I'm tired of everybody naming the Clippers East the East Coast champs already. Have we forgotten the ineptitude that the New Jersey Nets franchise, and yes, I called them New Jersey, have been over the last, as long as I remember? I mean, come on, man. They have to prove it, just like the Clippers last year.
That's right.
And what happened with the Clippers last year? So I got to see it to believe it.
All right, man.
The Cam situation.
Oh, go ahead.
Disrespectful, but he was a kid, man. What could you say?
Oh, come on, man. All right, Manuel, you're gonna let that kid off that.
How many dumb things did you do when you were a kid? How many dumb things did you do as an adult?
Well, a lot. but you see, it's a different world, man. It's a different world. And everybody's got a camera, you know, and for that kid to have just undressed that grown man to try and humiliate him.
No, I agree. It was stupid.
It's just totally disrespectful.
Yeah. It was awful.
You know,
I agree. But he apologized. You know, he's a kid.
Yeah, why do you apologize? You know why he apologized?
Because of public pressure, I'm sure. Or his parents. Maybe his parents were going to tell him they were going to kick his butt. I mean,
you know
who knows?
You know who this kid is? He's courtside Karen. That's who he is. Okay? He did act like that. What's that?
He did act like that a little bit.
Yeah. He sat there at courtside, and he took his shot. And then when the
public pressure pounded on him. But the big difference is he apologized. Courtside Karen ran with that for like 2 days still.
Well, listen, but I'm not here to defend Courtside Karen. I'm here to tell you that this is what you have to do in America. Everybody puts all this pressure on you. You hurry up. I'm so sorry. I'm a good guy. I do philanthropic work in the community. Look, there's a tear running down my face. I'll never do it again. That's what you have to do. In fact, his apology was so long, he had to go into the notes app on his phone. He couldn't even do it on Twitter because there weren't enough characters.
Come on. If you want to do a real apology, then you got to actually...
You got to go to the notes section.
Yeah, of course. All right, let me go to Guillermo. Guillermo, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
Let me just first say I'm a sports fan, but most importantly, I'm a father.
Okay.
This kid embarrassed his parents.
He did.
And I think Cam Newton's reaction was spot on because I think he was shocked.
Yes.
How many of us goes into the confession booth to have the priest call us out about the game we played last season? It's a shock. This kid should have been kicked out of the camp. He should have been asked to leave, and that's it. We cannot tolerate this from our kids.
You know what? You're so right. Let me tell you something really quick. Very quick anecdote, George. You ready?
Yeah.
This past weekend, I had an opportunity to sit down with two guys that are in the U.S. Navy. One's retiring after 30 years of service. One's retiring after 20 years of service. And I literally sat with these two guys for an hour. And I said, tell me what you guys think about where we are. I'm just curious. Like, what do people inside the military think? And these guys both told me that we're getting out of the Navy now because of the young kids that are coming into the Navy. Now, look, this is two guys. It's just their opinion. It's just a conversation I was having this weekend. But it goes to the point that kids today are so disrespectful. And you want to know why they're disrespectful? Because let me tell you something. We were disrespectful little snots ourselves. But we had a little bit more respect. These kids today, they're just a bunch of disrespectful little punks at times. And let me tell you, guys in the military were telling me, we got to get out because of who these kids are and how they treat adults today. They'd have no, and look, I'm not trying to be Mr. Grumpy Old Man here. Just giving you an example of social media allows a kid to sit behind a fake account on a phone and say whatever he or she wants to whoever they want. And that's what we've taught this generation, disrespect through social media. I'm off my soapbox. There you go.
I'm with you on the social media part of it, but and Bergman wants to weigh in on this, but Bergman, let's do it in the other segment because I do want to take one more call here. Ian and Redondo. Ian, what do you got on the Lakers?
Hey, gentlemen. I'm at a 3 or 4.
Okay.
I just don't think, I think the playoffs are a completely different season. It's like completely different.
Sure.
And I love that our matchups, you know, in a 7-game series where there's adjustments, I trust our coaching staff to make those adjustments. I do think Steve Nash is untested. And we all know James Harden doesn't play as well in the playoffs. I'm just saying.
Right.
That,
but, you know. But now he's got two other monsters with him, right? Like, I think.
Yeah,
that...
I mean, they got firepower like crazy. But yeah. You also know that they're not going to shoot, you know, 50% every game from three.
No. They were insane. They shot, to your point, thank you, Ian, for the call, and thanks, Guillermo, earlier as well. They shot nearly 50%, to his point, 49% during the road trip, which was insane. But they are capable of doing that for a series, is the point, right? If they can do it for 6, they can do it for 4. And that's the scary part, Cap. But let's take a break. We'll get more calls on the other side on the Lakers, where they're on the panic meter, where you are on the panic meter. And, of course, on this Cam stuff, a lot of people chiming in at 877-710-ESPN. More Riri.
Nice.
It's an umbrella for margaritas because it's National Margarita Day. Where's the best margarita you've ever had, Kaplan?
Oh, man. I'm not the world's biggest margarita drinker, so I could, like, try and make something up and make it sound cool. But I can't, actually. You know, I got these friends of mine that live in Cabo. So these are people from San Diego who live in Cabo, but they're from Mexico City. And I went down to meet them once in Mexico City. Have you ever had grasshoppers in your guacamole?
Not in my guacamole, no. I've had the gusano in, like, in tequila, you know, like the worm or whatever.
Yeah. No, this is like a Mexico City thing. Laura, have you ever heard of what I'm talking about?
I've only had it in the tequila, and I heard it's good luck if you have it.
Yeah, grasshoppers in your guac. George, I can't say I'm the world's biggest margarita drinker. How about you?
I've had some good margaritas around town, like, before. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went to, like, a Mexican place with Key one day. I'm trying to remember.
Was it called Margaritas?
No, because
if you were to type in best margarita in L.A. in Google, there's like 500 places with the name margarita in the title of the place.
Oh, no. This place did not have margarita in the title. I'm trying to remember what the name of that place was. But all right. I don't remember right now. But either way, it was I want to say it was like El something. El Carmen. Does that sound right?
It does to me, because I don't know if it was right or wrong. So, yeah, it sounds right to me.
It sounds like it might have been the place. So anyway, and then, of course, what's the famous place in Sherman Oaks in the Valley, Bergman? The longtime Mexican restaurant.
Oh, Casa...
Casa Vega. Casa Vega. I've been to Casa Vega.
Casa Vega. Yeah, Casa Vega. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't been there in a long time. But yeah, I used to go down there all the time back in the day when I worked in
that gym. Margaritas that much.
Huh?
Don't really drink margaritas that much. I mean, I got to be honest. I just don't.
I'm not a huge margarita person either. I've told you. I'm a brown liquor person. I like scotch, whiskey, bourbon.
None of the brown liquors do it for me. I'm much more of a vodka, tequila, on the rocks kind of person. Clear liquor.
Well, I like anything on the rocks. Like, you can give me almost anything on the rocks and I'll drink it.
Yeah, clear liquor.
I don't like mixing it up all that much, but a margarita once in a while. But I don't like the frozen margarita. I want, like you said, just like something on the rocks. Yeah, I don't need the salt rim, though.
For me, it sounds like, you know, acid reflux waiting to happen if I'm being completely citrus about the whole situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Laura?
I love margaritas.
No, I know. I've seen your social media.
You got the
mom
margarita, Laura.
I love. You know who I love, Cap? It's actually in San Diego, Kings and Queens. Mm. I love their margaritas. They're so good, and you have to get it with that tajin rim. Yeah. And no slushy margaritas. It's disgusting. On the rocks. Yeah.
All right,
amazing.
Tajin rim. Very good. I got 2 bottles of tajin this weekend at Costco. Ooh. I battled. Yes. I did battle this weekend.
Is Frida like a chain here in L.A.? Or is it... Or, because I feel like I've seen more than one, because I know there's one at the Del Amo Mall, and I know I've seen, I'm pretty sure I've seen one in Beverly Hills. Is that the same place, like same restaurant? Do you know, Laura, or no?
I know there is a Freedom Mexican Cuisine one in like Beverly Hills, but I didn't know there was one at the Del Amo Mall.
Yeah, I've seen one at the Del Amo Mall too. So I don't know if they're the same people, though. I would assume so, because it is kind of fancy, the one at the Del Amo Mall. But that place,
hey, George,
has good
George
margaritas.
Sedano, let me ask you this question. We're talking margaritas here for a minute, but let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a minute or two here. Give me a George Sedano scouting report on the Washington Wizards. Because if I'm being completely transparent here for a moment, I don't know a whole lot about this ball club this year.
Right.
So tell me what, if you're a Laker fan and you don't know a whole lot about Washington, and it's the first time you're watching them this season,
right?
What are you going to see tonight?
You're going to see a team that has a really good offense, okay? They have an excellent offense. They have been ravaged by COVID. I think they're the team that's missed the most games due to COVID this year. They had, I want to say, 7 or 8 guys infected. So they had to get shut down for almost 2 entire weeks. But they can score, Cap, with the best of them. Obviously, Bradley Beal leads the league in scoring. Russell Westbrook has started to play like Russell Westbrook again, even though a slow start to the season. They've got some nice young talent. Guys like Rui Hachimura is a nice kind of power forward player for them that can do a little bit of everything. He scores at a pretty decent level. Not a great 3-point shooter, but he can get them some buckets near the rim. They lost Thomas Bryant, who Laker fans obviously will remember. He's been out through the season, so they've been playing Rui mostly at the center spot with guys like Robin Lopez kind of mixed in there too, one of the Lopez brothers. But their 3-point shooting is excellent. I mentioned Beal, obviously is a great 3-point shooter. Davis Bertans, who they signed to a huge contract this offseason, one of the better 3-point shooters in the league. And then they drafted a guy in the lottery called Denny Advia from Israel, I believe, and he is an excellent 3-point shooter and just like a good ball player, but he's probably like a little thin. You know, he's so young that his body kind of needs to grow a little bit, but he's got real skill. There's no doubt. So they can score for sure.
All right. Well, you see, now let me just say to everybody who's listening, you see why I asked that question? Because all that stuff that George just said that none of us knew, that was awesome, George. Now I know what to look for tonight. Thank you.
Yeah. So look for Rui. Look for obviously Bertans besides Beal and Westbrook. And then Denny Miadvia is going to be a really good player in this league. This portion of the show is presented by Alignment Health Plan, changing healthcare one person at a time. Scott Kaplan, excellent work as always.
Hey, much love to this entire squad and to everybody listening.
Yep. Greg and Laura, great job as always as well. Don't forget, tomorrow we're giving away $360. Text the word MISSION to 40705 to register. Have a great National Margarita Day. And Lakers is coming up next. Lakers Wizards Sliwa, Michael with the pregame, Michael and John with the call coming up right here on your home of the world champion Los Angeles Lakers, 710 ESPN.